Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? You already know, it's Jonathan Langlois. The man, the man, the man, the man himself. Today, I want to talk to you guys about control. And those of us who keep control in our life, and those of us who give it up, give up control in their life. Now, what do I mean by this? Well, when something happens, you say, oh, da-da-da, it was because of this. It was out of my control. Oh, da-da-da, my alarm didn't go off because my power went out. Oh, da-da-da. Whenever something is out of your control and you put the fault not on yourself, whenever you say it's not your fault, you're giving up control, okay? It should always be your fault. Everything in life, you should make it your fault. Why? Because when you say it's your fault, you're allowing for the possibility of you to fix it and to make it better and to progress and to evolve yourself. So when I say, I was late to the meeting because my alarm didn't go off, because the power went out. Now, one person's gonna say, oh, there was nothing I could do. The power went out. What was I going to do? My alarm would have never gone off, no matter how many I would have set on my phone. It's not my fault. Or the other guy is going to say, it was my fault. I should have known that the power could have gone out. Of course the power can go out. Power goes out all the time. I should have had 2, 3, 4, 5 different alarms. Some of them that were analog, that didn't have to be on power. That was my fault. Guess what? The person who now says it's their fault keeps the control and can find a solution. Okay? They can find a solution. The person who gives up the fault and says it's not in their control, that's the end. That's the end of there's nothing more. Okay? There's no solution because it's not their fault. There's nothing they can do. It's the world against them, right? No, you have to say it's your fault always. Always, always, always your fault, okay? I'm not saying be hard on yourself and da-da-da, it's the end of the world. But what I'm saying is try the best you can to keep the fault to you because then you keep control. When you say it's not your fault, you're giving up control. You want that control because when you say it's your fault, you allow for yourself to find the solution. You allow for yourself to progress. You allow for yourself to make better choices in the future. You allow for yourself to learn from your mistakes. That's what I want to leave with you today. It's always your fault. Live the life where it's always your fault. Because when it's always your fault, it's always in your control. Thank you. Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? You already know, it's Jonathan Langlois. The man, the man, the man, the man himself. Today, I want to talk to you guys about control. And those of us who keep control in our life and those of us who give it up. Give up control in their life. Now, what do I mean by this? Well, when something happens, you say, oh, da-da-da, it was because of this. It was out of my control. Oh, da-da-da, my alarm didn't go off because my power went out. Oh, da-da-da. Whenever something is out of your control and you put the fault not on yourself, whenever you say it's not your fault, you're giving up control, okay? It should always be your fault, everything in life. You should make it your fault. Why? Because when you say it's your fault, you're allowing for the possibility of you to fix it and to make it better and to progress and to evolve yourself. So when I say, I was late to the meeting because my alarm didn't go off, because the power went out. Now, one person's going to say, oh, there was nothing I could do. The power went out. What was I going to do? My alarm would have, my alarm would have never gone off, no matter how many I would have set on my phone. It's not my fault. Or the other guy's going to say, it was my fault. I should have known that the power could have gone out. Of course the power can go out. Power goes out all the time. I should have had 2, 3, 4, 5 different alarms. Some of them that were analog that didn't have to be on power. That was my fault. Guess what? The person who now says it's their fault keeps the control and can find a solution. Okay? They can find a solution. The person who gives up the fault and says it's not their in their control, that's the end. That's the end of their, that there's nothing more. Okay? There's no solution because it's not their fault. There's nothing they can do. It's the world against them, right? No, you have to say it's your fault always. Always, always, always your fault, okay? I'm not saying be hard on yourself and da-da-da, it's the end of the world. But what I'm saying is try the best you can to keep the fault to you because then you keep control. When you say it's not your fault, you're giving up control. You want that control because when you say it's your fault, you allow for yourself to find the solution. You allow for yourself to progress. You allow for yourself to make better choices in the future. You allow for yourself to learn from your mistakes. That's what I want to leave with you today. It's always your fault. Live the life where it's always your fault, because when it's always your fault, it's always in your control. Thank you.